So I want to call to order the Oceana Community Service District June 22nd, 22 meeting. First thing on our agenda is the roll call.
Director Gibson.
Here.
Director Austin. Director Montes.
Here.
Vice President Villa.
Here.
President White.
Absent. Next on our agenda is a flag salute. Next on our agenda, we have the agenda review. Do we have any changes or comments on the agenda review?
No, I don't.
Can I entertain a motion to approve?
I make a motion we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Public comment on matters not on the agenda. This is the public comment period provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on matters of interest within the jurisdiction of the district that are not listed on the agenda. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment for matters not on the agenda?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Got it. So I just checked the election results. At this point, 822 has 57% yes and 43% no. So I think you can be pretty sure that 822 is not going to pass. And it's interesting that it's not passing by a significant number, certainly many more no votes than 2 years ago. The fact is now, as I've made the point to emphasize, is that Oceano generates enough tax money for the county to be paying the full ride for emergency medical and fire services. And I think that there are two messages that we need to send to the county and send to Five Cities Fire Authority as we move forward to figure out what we're going to do. First is that we expect full-time 24/7 emergency medical and fire services at the Oceano Fire Station. And second, that we expect the county to pay for all of these services with tax monies generated in Oceano or and the general fund if needed. No additional tax on Oceano for emergency medical and fire services. If this is a united message from OCSD, from OAC, from VACO, and from local citizens, we should all be standing together, shoulder to shoulder with this. What came up for me when I started a social media campaign against A22 was that I immediately, my posts were replied to by dozens of people saying they were fed up with paying so much tax to the county and not getting much in return. And that's the story of our community. A quick question, somebody may have the answer. I found out that OCSD used to own the airport property and they sold it to the county. And I'm curious as who did OCSD buy the property from originally? Thank you.
Any other person have public comment for matters not on the agenda? Being none, that question, I don't know. I've never heard of that.
OCSD has never owned the airport property. OCSD came into existence in 1981, and the airport's been there much, much longer than that.
Is it possible to comment on A22?
It's not on the agenda.
Okay.
You could make a brief comment in response.
Yes, if I could.
Yes.
Just, and I was looking at the ballot, the unofficial ballot results, as it says, you know, on the website. And I just, for the record, very interesting. They have a category for overvotes and undervotes. I had no idea what that was. So I looked what a definition of an undervote was, and that's usually when on the ballot somebody submits their ballot and they don't vote for an issue. So they voted, and there are a few reasons for doing this. One might be that in protest, or one might be that they were confused about the issue, so they didn't vote on it. And another one might be that I've heard this in response, because it was about 24% turnout for voters for 822, and there were, someone had said that because it was on the bottom right corner on the back of the ballot and it was a long ballot, it's very possible that people just missed it. But I think it's important to note, and I was out campaigning for 822, with all these undervotes, there were 70, 80 undervotes. That could have made the difference in this election either way. And it's just interesting. I thought I'd bring that up. If people didn't understand it, we certainly needed to, you know, do the best we can to make sure they did understand it. But again, that many undervotes could have made the difference in this either way. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. You educated me on that.
Pardon me? Yeah.
You educated me. I didn't know that. So I don't think we have a choice of where anything's put on the agenda, ballot, right? So they.
Okay. Too many people ran for governor.
Okay, so next on our agenda, we have special presentations and reports. We'll start with Sheriff South Station, Commander Keith Scott, not present. Fire Chief FCFA Operations Chief Lieberman, not present. Operations Utility Systems Manager Terry Maricino. We can always count on him.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maricino, Utility Systems Manager. So Lopez is currently at 26.9% full, which is 13,288 acre feet. So we're still continuing our weekly and monthly samples. 5 work orders, 7 USAs, 5 customer service calls, 0 after hours call outs. We had some new handhelds for our meter reading that are up and running, and should make our life a little easier. We had to repair one of the water dispensaries at the county park. It stopped counting how many bottles it was saving. So we got a new switchboard, got that installed, and it's up and running. We're still continuing to replace meters as needed. We had door hangers. We're still picking up trash. We put out the 4th of July signs stating the safe and sane fireworks are only authorized on the July 4th. We finished removing all the ice plant on Highway 1 so we can get the new hydrant installed and basically get the new hydrant relocated and installed and remove the old one. And I gave a tour to Director Montez, kind of an overview of the district boundaries and what we have, and hopefully I answered all his questions. If not, I'm more than happy to. And just to let you know, Doug passed his Treatment 2 license for the state of California, so he's licensed as a T2 operator. Any questions?
Tony, I do have a question about the tour. I made a note, couple notes, and maybe you can, you know, a lot of times when I'm listening to you and writing notes, I go back, wait, I missed that. The very last note I had was 1 year sewer jet system.
So our SSMP, our sewer system management plan,
mm-hmm.
We sewer jet the system every year to be in compliance with what we're telling the state we're doing to prevent any sewer system overflows.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what that is. It's a clean out or a wash.
So actually, we go in with a jetter vector trailer and we jet just over 15 miles of sewer mains to prevent any obstructions, any root intrusion, to eliminate the possibility of SSOs the best of our ability. They still occur from time to time, but
sure. And then one other thing I remember you had mentioned, we were talking about acre footage, and you had said that the county makes us whole. And I wrote a note, Oceano, 20 acre feet a month? Is that correct?
We pump 28, roughly 20 acre feet a month we're pumping right now.
Oceano
our,
is?
Yes, from our well.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
City member of the public have any questions or comments for Tony's report? Being none, we'll go on. Next staff report, Will Clemens, our general manager.
Yes, thank you. So I just returned today from the CSDA General Manager Leadership Summit. So it's an annual meeting that they have for general managers. It's a really good program. Different topics on the agenda, dealing with finance, district operations, websites, new laws, the infrastructure bill coming out of Washington was part of that, and a legislative update. I have a lot of homework for Carrie as we now that I'm back, dealing with some possible updates to our website, and now that interest rates are creeping up, when we were under one percentage point on interest rates, it didn't really matter where you had your money. It was all bad. But now that interest rates are creeping up, there's different options for where you can put your money, and there's a new option available to, they're really targeting cities and special districts with this option. It's an alternative to LAIF, and they feel it can provide greater interest revenue than LAIF can, or the county pool where we currently have our money. So we'll be looking at that in the coming month or so to see if that would be a good place for us to keep our idle cash rather than just having it sit with the county and in the county pool or in our bank. And that's pretty much my report. So if you have any questions.
Does anybody in the public have any comments or questions for our general manager's report? Being done, we'll continue with the Board of Directors and Outside Committee reports. And first we have Vice President Villa. I have none. Director Gibson?
Nothing to report.
Director Montes?
Nothing to report. Thank you.
President White and Director Austin are absent. So we will then continue on to public comment on special presentations and reports. This public comment period provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on matters discussed during special presentations and reports. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited to 3 minutes. Maybe we should have it after the report so they could watch the report and have, I'll do public comment.
Yeah, you did the right spot.
Okay. So next we have the consent agenda items. Public comment, members of the public wishing to speak on consent agenda items may do so when recognized by the presiding officer. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited to 3 minutes. So we have the review and approval of minutes of the regular meeting of June 8th, 2022. May I have someone motion to approve the
sure,
minutes?
I'll move that we approve the minutes for the regular meeting on June 8th, 2022.
Or would you like to make that a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I forgot that part.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I think we have to take roll call. Not on consent. I think that's part of our bylaws.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Director. Director Montes?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes. All right. Next, we have the business items. Public comment. Members of the public who wish to speak on business items may do so when recognized with the presiding officer. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited for 3 minutes.
And we don't have any business items?
At all. Next, we have hearing items. Public comment. Members of...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll open up the hearing with consideration of recommendations to adopt resolutions approving the fiscal year 2022-23 preliminary budget and fiscal year 2022-23 appropriation limitation, and set the August 24th, 2022 as the date of public hearing to consider the adoption of the 2022-23 final budget.
Thank you, Vice President Villa. I have a quick slideshow. I know we went over this in end of May, but just for anyone who missed it, so here's a little breakdown of what we'll do. So we'll review the funds, revenues, and expenditures for each fund. Then we'll open up the public hearing and receive any public input regarding the adoption. And then we'll close the public hearing, and your board can direct any revisions that we can incorporate into the preliminary budget. And then we have two resolutions attached to your board item today. One is adopting the agenda, and then the other is determining the appropriation limitation. And Vice President Villa asked me to remind everybody what that appropriation limitation, which is a good thing. It's the limits on the level of appropriations from tax sources. So in our case, it's our property tax that are permitted to be spent. And each year, the limit is modified by the increase in the unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo, the increase in population, and then also the increase in the California per capita income. And that's determined by the State Department of Finance. And then we're also going to set August 24th, 2022 as a public hearing, and that's going to be to adopt our final budget, which would incorporate how many reserves or we'll use or be adding to reserves. So today we do the revenues and expenditures, and then in August we'll come back and do the revenues as well. So with that, we'll start with the general fund, and we'll start with the administrative budget. So estimated revenues, which are property taxes, are estimated to increase by 4% from the previous year. And then admin expenditures in this budget have also increased by 4%. And the really only difference from last year's budget to this preliminary budget for next year is the election costs for the November and June elections, and that's for a total of $24,000. Then we have the fire fund in the general fund. That's our next one. So the fire expenditures, they've been based off the Third Amendment to the Five Cities Fire JPA, and that's established the funding for each member for the past 3 years. And basically, that's why you see such a small increase there. It's less than 1%. Then we have the lighting fund, which is also, it's increasing by $2,820, so that's 6.55%. Then we have the facilities budget. So the operation surplus is $125,000, but it's important to remember that the facilities fund is paying back the wastewater fund for the sheriff's building that was adopted back in 2015, this interfund debt. So it's important to remember this is the last year, and that'll be paid on June 1st. So, and you can also see from last year, our revenues are going to go up slightly because our lease is renewing with the sheriff's, with the county, for the sheriff's building in September 2022. Next, we have the water budget. So, Our revenues are only increasing by 1.87%, opposed to last year where we said it'd be closer to 11 or 10%. And we adjusted our revenue estimates here because for the past year, consumption's dropped by over 10,000 units. So we adjusted it there so that it's going to be closer to what we expect. And then the only real large increase in the water expenditures is going to be for our capital improvement project section. Last year was only $75,000, and this upcoming year it will be $150,000, and that was adopted with the rate increase that was adopted in October 2020. So each year it increases. Then we have our wastewater fund. So this has been drafted to be pretty much the exact same. You can see their revenues don't increase, unlike the water fund, where our rates increase each year. And that needs to be addressed, and funding there will be addressed and deferred infrastructure since the last rate increase was adopted in 2011. So then the other difference from this year to last year was we put aside $25,000 for the new wastewater collection system study that your board discussed in February of 2022 this year, basically to update that report so that our SSMP will be more up to date when we go to review it, not next year, but the year after. And then our last enterprise fund, garbage budget. So the garbage fund has been drafted the same as last year with a reduction in franchise fees to lower bills for customer for Oceano customers. And then the expenditures, the same as last year, we have set aside funds for the One Cool Earth program, which your board has been a contributing member since 2018. And then also another thing to remember is we've set July 27th of this year for the solid waste rate increase with South County Sanitary Services, just a reminder there. And then our last fund is the equipment budget, and this is funded through the other three enterprise funds, so water, wastewater, and garbage. And we've increased the expenditures by 5.81%, and that's for maintenance and fuel. And I believe that's the end of my, yes. So that's the end of the presentation. And if there's any line items or overall questions on the budget, I'd be happy to answer. And basically we have two resolutions that need to be adopted, and we'll set August 24th, 2022 for the final budget. And with that, that ends the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Any questions for Carrie?
Yeah. When the sheriff's building is paid off, where will those monies go once it's paid off, and are we limited in the way we can spend them?
So, yeah, it will stay in the facilities fund. Right now, that transfers to the wastewater fund. So it'll remain there in the facilities fund for things that are related to improving facilities.
Yes, and however, because our fire budget is higher than we can, than our property taxes, we're using that revenue surplus in the facility fund to help pay for the fire budget. So in years past, we've had to dig into reserves to fund fire, but because we're paying off that loan half of a year this year, that freed up that facility fund money so that that could be applied toward the fire. And so we didn't have to dip into any reserves for the budget this year. We actually put $5,000 into reserves.
Okay, that sounds good. And one more question on water expenditures. You said $150,000 for this year, and it was $75,000. So what is the, you said it's for infrastructure mainly? And
yeah. So
is that replacing pipes or?
Yeah, so it's built into the rates, and it's for, capital improvement projects.
Okay.
So it's kind of a catch-all. We don't have any specific targets for that money right now, but we have a bid opening coming Friday in 2 days
24.
On the project down on Highway 1 and the alleyway. Mm-hmm. We understand bids are coming in high, so the grant funding we received several years ago was supposed to take care of that whole project, but I'm thinking with the way bids are coming in, that grant funding may not be enough, so we could apply that 150 towards the project to make sure it gets completed. But we'll see how the bids come in on Friday, and how much of that 150 we may need to apply to that project.
Okay. I had a question. How much of what are we talking a month for that we'll be saving now that the sheriff's building is paid off? Did you say $5,000?
We get about $123,000 a year now with the rent going up starting in September. So, you know, we're not saving money. We're generating revenue from the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
That all was used to pay back a loan to the wastewater fund that built that building. Now that loan will be paid off, so that $123,000 is available to hopefully spend on facilities, although right now we're using it to help fund fire.
So that's the amount, $123,000 a year. That's yes. What I wanted to find out. Thank you.
And I have a question on the wastewater. Did I see negative?
Yeah, that's budgetary. If you look at the actual expenditures, the actual are closer to our revenues, although we did put in that extra $25,000 for a study to be done on our collection pipes. We know our revenues are just barely enough to cover our annual operations, and maybe not quite enough. So we're going to have to do and they don't increase at all. There's no inflationary factor on our revenues in the wastewater fund. So we're going to have to do a rate increase process in our wastewater fund fairly soon, and we'll put a inflationary increase along with that to help fund our wastewater. Because until now, it's kind of been living off of the loan repayment from the sheriff's office. But now that that's paid off, that money's not going to be coming into the wastewater fund anymore. And we're going to have to completely live on our operating revenues.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
No, not for me.
Being we have no public. Well, we do. Any public comment on Carrie's budget report, preliminary budget report? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. And okay. So, can I entertain a motion to approve the preliminary budget for fiscal year 22-23?
So moved.
Can you perhaps make your motion to approve staff recommendations?
That would cover all three items.
So moved again.
So, with staff recommendations?
Yes, so moved.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Roll call vote.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Montes?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes. Passes 3 unanimously. Thank you, Carrie. Next on our agenda, we have the received written communications. Do we have any written received communications? Being none, Late received written communications?
None.
Future agenda items?
I'd like to see if I could bring something to attention here, perhaps to bring up in the future. I think this is a place to do it. Mm-hmm. During my tour with Mr. Maricino, I was very amazed to find out that four times a year, and you may have to correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, I think I memorized this, four times a year, there are 16 water lines that come to an end, you know, all come to the end, and we open up the lines and let this water out. And it just, we just, because it's, you know, it collects from all the silt and everything else like that. So this water just, Tony showed me where exactly this was dumped in one location. And I was wondering, four times a year times 16, and I believe and Mr. Maricino said it was 20,000 gallons you dump. You do the math on that, 64 times 20,000, 128,000 gallons of water annually. And I just wondered if there was anything we might be able to do with that water. That's a lot of water. I don't know if we have a place to store that water. I heard one idea about possibly next to the water district, making it a park. I realize this is way down the line. Perhaps we could start first and see, can we retain this water? And is it, can we afford to do something with it? Won't be too costly. Bare minimum, perhaps we can open it up to the residents of Oceano to water their plants for free with being in a water, a drought. I recycle water all the time. I water my plants with rainwater that I collect. Again, at bare minimum, perhaps this is something we could offer to Oceano residents if they want to water their plants, their gardens. I'd like to just bring that up and see what happens. If we can kick this around, maybe someone has some other ideas. Maybe we can put that on the agenda for next meeting and talk about it, or I'm not really sure where I'd go from here.
I don't know. In my head, I'm thinking liability all over the place. Is it like contaminated water? Is it water?
Well, it's not sewage water. It's just, Tony, Mr. Maricino, could you explain?
Yes, we talked about dead-end flushing, where the water line's dead-end, and we do blow those off once every 6 months, twice a year.
Okay, it's twice a year.
Yes.
And it's 20,000 gallons at each?
It depends
approximately.
It depends on the location. It can vary. Yes. Okay. Anywhere from 5,000 to 20,000, it does vary.
If I were to guess that annually we dump 100,000 gallons of water, would that be accurate? Less than 100,000? More than?
I have it all logged. Okay. I log everything we...
So okay. Is this water, like, pretty safe for plants and stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
just
okay, that's
dead end flushing.
Sure dead end flushing is.
You lose the chlorine residual, and you got to get it out of the public system. Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see.
In the future.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. I understand now.
Does that make sense?
Contaminated and stuff.
No, but yeah, it's got okay. Silt and... Will, is there anything that maybe when you spoke of communities, other communities, would you know what they do with their water? I understand Grover and Odori Grande do the same thing.
Yeah, this is something that's pretty typical with water systems. And I happened to be at the GM conference when you brought it up and asked around, and everybody said it's a minuscule percentage of the water that we use in each system. So... There wasn't any creative ideas out there of what others, they do the same thing. I would just say it does recharge our water basin, so it's not as if we're losing it. It's going back into the ground that we again pump out of. So it's not as if we're losing the water. But we could certainly talk about it if you wanted to put it on the agenda. Is that something that everyone agrees we want to?
Well, yeah, that's fine.
That's okay. Fine with me. Okay. Next on our agenda, we have Okay, closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session. Adjournment.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Too bad. I messed up on the consent agenda.